Today's New Testament reading is the first epistle to the Corinthians, the 13th chapter. If I speak in the tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. But the greatest of these is love. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor James Uglum from Chapel of the Cross Lutheran Church in St. Peter's, Missouri.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It's hard for me to read or hear 1 Corinthians 13 and not immediately think of weddings. Maybe you've run into this yourself. And hearing it again, I'm reminded of the movie Wedding Crashers. It's a comedy that came out a number of years back starring Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn. And these two guys play best friends who crash wedding parties. But they're sure to attend the weddings themselves, of course, and they develop elaborate cover stories for who they are and how they're distantly related to either the bride or the groom. In one particular scene, the two are at a wedding. The pastor stands and announces that the bride's sister will read something from Scripture. And then Owen turns to his friend Vince and says, $20, it's 1 Corinthians. His brother Vince shoots back, double or nothing, Colossians 3:12. The bride's sister stands behind the lectern and announces, and now a reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. I have to admit, if I was there, my money would have been on 1 Corinthians 13 too. I have never actually tallied the numbers, but if I had to venture a guess, it would be that after 6 years of weddings, this reading would be the clear winner in terms of the frequency of use. And on the surface, it makes a lot of sense for a number of good and some bad reasons. The good reason it's chosen so frequently is that it represents one of the most beautiful expressions of love found in the Bible. But I suspect that sometimes it's chosen because it sounds safe. The passage doesn't explicitly reference Jesus or God, and so on top of its beauty, it also can have a broad appeal. Hearing the words, love is patient and kind, love does not envy or boast, it's not arrogant or rude, it's hard to imagine anyone, Buddhist, Muslim, Hindu, atheist, or Christian, disagreeing. We can all hear these words and nod in agreement. Unfortunately, many couples hear these words on their wedding day and they think, we've got this. Or if they're a little more honest with themselves, wow, that's a lot to take in, but we'll give it our best shot. I don't fault their intentions. I don't doubt the sincerity with which they will try to love each other like that. But Paul didn't write these words for couples on their wedding. For all of its poetry and beauty, 1 Corinthians 13 is not praising the value of romantic love. It isn't even meant to passively describe what love is. And I know that's hard if not impossible for us to see in our English Bibles. My ESV translation reads like this: love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. And it goes on like that. And all of that sounds like a beautiful but passive depiction of what love is. See, 1 Corinthians 13 isn't meant to be a definition of what love is, but a depiction of what love does. In verses 4 to 8, love is the subject of 16 verbs in a row. So what Paul is actually saying is that love shows patience. Love acts with kindness. Love doesn't speak arrogantly or rudely. Love doesn't insist on its own way. Love does not become irritable or resentful. Love does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, hopes all things, believes all things, and endures all things. Love never ends. See, here, love is a busy, active thing that never ceases to work. It's always finding ways to express itself for the good of others. And we see this reflected perfectly in just one person, Jesus. No amount of love or dedication between two people can come close to this act of love that Paul talks about here. 1 Corinthians 13 isn't about the love expressed between two people. It's about the act of love of God expressed in Jesus for you through the cross. Jesus loves with patience and acts with kindness. His love was not envious or boastful. It wasn't arrogant or rude. He never insisted on his own way, but submitted to his Father's will. He was not irritable or resentful. He does not rejoice at wrongdoings, but rejoices with the truth. He bore all things, believed all things, hoped all things, and endured all things for you. And his love will never fail. And to the extent that we practice this love of God among one another, we can do it only because he has first loved us. So the next time you read 1 Corinthians 13, don't think weddings. Think Jesus. In his name, amen.
We thank Pastor James Uglum from Chapel of the Cross Lutheran Church in St. Peter's, Missouri, for today's meditation on God's Word.